Over the weekend, hundreds of protesters in Burlington and Montpelier joined those across the nation in a demonstration against police violence. The events were in response to the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Floyd died 1 week ago after a police officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck until he stopped breathing. VPR's Emily Corwin was in Burlington and reports on a confrontation between police and community members there.
This is what it sounded like Saturday night as hundreds of demonstrators made their way from Battery Park's bandshell to the parking lot of the Burlington Police Department. They shouted through cloth masks as organizer and UVM student Harmony Adosimwan climbed onto the bed of a blue pickup truck. She had a megaphone in her hand. Police officers had been hard to spot at the rally until protesters shouted for interim police chief Jennifer Morrison to come outside. The tightly packed protesters parted and Morrison made way to the truck with Deputy Chief John Murad following behind. The two largely listened as demonstrators described memories of what they say were assaults and humiliation at the hands of local police. Randy Wade was among them.
I was held at gunpoint from your officers from trying to say that I stole my own vehicle right on Monroe Street, right around the corner.
While the event was mostly peaceful, Adosimwan said this before stepping down off the truck.
If another black person dies, or assault,
harassment.
Trust me, we're all going to be here, and this building is going down.
It's not a position that law enforcement normally would allow themselves to be in, but it was the right thing to do.
Interim Chief Jennifer Morrison spoke with VPR Sunday morning. She says standing by while protesters cursed at her was uncomfortable. And she said she was okay with that.
I think it's okay for me to be uncomfortable for a little while because I'm very confident that people of color experience discomfort at the hands of police. So we need to, you know, it's okay.
Morrison says she's glad she decided to staff the protest with only a few officers in polo shirts, not uniforms. Although, she says, the department was prepared with staff and riot gear if it became necessary. The evening wasn't entirely peaceful, though. Morrison says thrown rocks broke some police building windows. Earlier in the evening, as the crowd marched to the police station, I saw a man who appeared to be white spray painting the letters BLM, an acronym for Black Lives Matter, on the police station building. Then another man pulled out a spray can, too. I asked him his name later on, but he declined to say. He did say he identifies as white. Clutching a Black Lives Matter sign, organizer Zenavia Wilcox intervened.
You will give them a reason to hit us black people. They will not see you.
The man moved along into the crowd.
No justice, no peace.
For
no
VPR justice, News, I'm no Emily peace. Corwin.